Good evening.
晚上好。
Tonight is Good Friday.
今天是星期五，受难节。
It is the night on which Christians remember and honor the suffering and death of Jesus Christ on our behalf.
今晚是基督徒纪念和尊崇耶稣基督为我们受难死亡的夜晚。
It is a somewhat paradoxical holiday, a somber celebration.
这是一个吊诡、有点反常的节日，是一个忧伤的庆典。
It is somber because Christians through the centuries have understood Good Friday to be a reminder of the high cost of our sin.
令人忧伤的原因是因为几千年来的基督徒认为受难节只是一个提醒我们犯罪后果很严重的节日。
Because of our sin.The sinless Son of God had to die on the cross to satisfy the wrath and judgment that was our due.
因为我们的罪恶，无辜的神的儿子却得死在十字架上，才能平息神对人的愤怒与审判。
And we do well to take time to reflect and become more aware of the great weight and cost of our sins, that nothing less than the perfect life and death of Jesus Christ could have redeemed us from the penalty of our sins, removed our shame, and reconciled us to God.
我们很认真地花时间去思考人犯罪的严重性和代价，晓得只有像耶稣基督那样完全无瑕的生命，为我们牺牲，才能够救赎我们。免去我们的刑罚，除去我们的羞愧，让我们重新与神和好。
But we must be careful not to let our sorrowing over our sins become a work by which we try to suffer and make up for them.
但是我们要注意的是，千万别让我们对罪的懊悔变成一种刻意折腾自己来弥补的行为。
It is wrong if we make Good Friday a day focused mainly on our shame and guilt over our sin.
在受难节，我们若只关注自己的羞耻和罪恶感，那就错了。
If we do that, we violate the grace of God in Christ's death.
如果我们那么做，我们就违背了神透过基督受难所要显明的恩典。
Christ's death alone is sufficient to pay for our sins.
耶稣的死就已经完全为我们付上赎罪的代价。
Our goal must not be to add our suffering to Jesus' suffering, as if our suffering the feelings of guilt and shame over our sin were somehow worthy of being added to Christ's suffering death and judgment on our behalf at the cross.
我们若把为罪哀悼变成一种赎罪券，那我们就真的糟蹋了十字架的恩典。我们今晚的目的呢，不是要在耶稣的苦难上再增添我们个人的悲伤，更不是假装我们的罪恶感可以为耶稣在十字架上为我们受死这事上来增添任何的价值。
Instead, reflection on the weight and cost of our sins should cause us to magnify the greatness of Jesus Christ.
相反的，如果我们知道犯罪的后果是要付上何等的代价，我们会更想去称颂耶稣基督的伟大。
We should marvel at the love of God and be compelled by the love of Christ to love him and to worship him in return.
我们要赞叹神奇妙的爱，且当我们被基督的爱所感动时，我们会更积极地去回应主耶稣的爱，去敬爱他并称颂他。
So Good Friday is somber, but it is also a celebration for Christians because at the same time that it explicitly recalls to us the depth of our sinfulness and the high cost associated with our need for salvation, it also recalls the wonder of God's love and grace, that Jesus Christ would die in order to redeem us and make us alive in him.
我们纪念基督受难日，一方面是反省我们罪孽深重，和我们渴望的救赎是何等的宝贵。另一方面，也思想神奇妙的爱与恩典，就是耶稣基督愿为罪人死，为着拯救我们，使我们可以因他活着。
Good Friday has always challenged merely human goodness.
受难日常让我们去质疑人性良善与否。
Its sad commemoration reminds us that in the face of sin, our goodness avails nothing.
这忧伤的纪念日让我们正视自己的罪孽，意识到人的善行真的算不了什么。
Only one is good enough to save us.
这世上只有一位良善的有资格拯救我们。
That he did so is cause indeed for celebration.
只有他的救恩值得我们庆贺。
So tonight is a somber celebration in which we reflect in repentance on our sins and focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ, who redeemed us and reconciled us to God by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone.
所以今晚这伤感的节日，我们当省察自己的罪，向神悔改。我们要关注耶稣他是谁和他所成就的大事。耶稣使我们得救与神和好，这是出于神的恩典和我们对基督的信心。
Tonight we want to reflect on those themes as we examine Isaiah 53.
今晚我们要查考圣经以赛亚书53章，来回顾耶稣受难的内容。
I invite you to turn in your Bibles there with me, Isaiah 53.
我邀请大家一起一块翻开圣经，以赛亚书53章。
We're going to look at the whole chapter in three sections.
我们将整章分成三个大段落来看。
In verses 1 to 4, the unexpected Jesus.
一到四节，无法测度的耶稣。
In verses 5 to 9, the undeserved Jesus.
五到九节，无辜受辱的耶稣。
And in verses 10 to 12, the undefeated Jesus.
十到十二节，无可匹敌的耶稣。
Before we begin, let's get a little bit of background on the book of Isaiah.
我们开始之前，先来说明一下以赛亚书的背景。
The book of Isaiah was written during the life and ministry of the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚书是著作于先知以赛亚还活着布道时期所完成的。约主前739年到681年年间。
In the prophet's lifetime, the northern kingdom of Israel is destroyed by the Assyrian Empire because of their sins and their refusal to trust God.
在先知以赛亚的时代，以色列的北国民族因为悖逆得罪了神，被亚述帝国所灭亡。
Isaiah prophesies of the coming judgment on the southern kingdom of Judah by the future Babylonian Empire.
以赛亚当时也预言，在南国的犹大民族将来会因他们的罪孽悖逆神而受审判，被未来的巴比伦帝国所统治。
That prophecy of judgment is fulfilled almost 100 years after Isaiah's ministry.
这个预言在以赛亚死后约莫100年间应验了。
Yet Isaiah also prophesies that judgment for sin is not the final word for God's people.
但是以赛亚预言说，神对罪的审判却不是神给属他的子民的最终结局。
God will raise up someone to deliver them from exile.
神将会兴起一位救主来拯救流亡在外的神的子民。
But God's deliverance does not end with return from exile.
但神的拯救不仅仅只是让剩余的子民回归。
In the context of offering the hope of deliverance from exile and physical judgment of their sins, Isaiah goes on to describe an eternal hope of deliverance from the spiritual judgment of sin, not only for the people of Israel and Judah, but for all people.
以赛亚除了盼望流亡在外的子民有一天能被赎归回，不再受刑罚，他更进一步宣告，有一种永恒的盼望是能够让灵魂不再被定罪。这个盼望不仅仅是为着以色列的子民，更要赐给所有的世人。
He will raise up a suffering servant to rescue his people, not just from exile in Babylon, but from the prison of sin and the judgment of death.
神将会兴起一位受苦的仆人，他不仅要拯救困在巴比伦的犹太人，更释放被罪和死亡审判所捆绑的人。
This is the person described in our passage tonight in Isaiah 53.
这个人就是我们今晚所读以赛亚书53章所描述的人。
And this prophecy is fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ.
先知预言在耶稣基督身上应验了。
Let's begin by reading the text together. I will read verses 1 to 4 of Isaiah 53 in English, and then Jill will read the passage in Chinese.
我们一起来读经文，薛传道会用先用英文读以赛亚书1到4节，然后我们再一起用中文再读一遍。
Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
第一节，我们所传的有谁信呢？ 耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？ 他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽， 像根出于干地。 他无家形美容， 我们看见他的时候， 也无美貌使我们羡慕他。 他被藐视， 被人厌弃， 多受痛苦， 常经忧患。 他被藐视， 好像被人掩面不看的一样， 我们也不尊重他。 他诚然担当我们的忧患， 背负我们的痛苦， 我们却以为他受责罚， 被神击打苦待了。
Jesus Christ is an unexpected kind of redeemer.
耶稣基督是一位无法测度的救赎主。
Jesus Christ was not an attractive, charismatic leader who called the people to believe in themselves or to overturn the governmental system.
耶稣基督不是那种所谓靠着外形魅力来号召群众提升自己，或者是造势推翻政府的领袖。
The Jews of Jesus' day were expecting a political ruler who would cast off the Roman Empire and establish an independent Israel.
在耶稣时代的犹太人，他们期望的是一位政治的领袖，可以推翻罗马帝国的管辖，兴起一个独立的犹太国。
Jesus was unexpected.
耶稣是不符大众期望的。
He did not do what was popular or consistent with the society of his day.
耶稣他不追随当时社会大众的潮流。
He ate with tax collectors and sinners, and he declared that people must die to themselves in order to live to God.
他与税吏和罪人同坐席吃饭。耶稣宣告，世人必须先舍弃自己的生命，才能活着与神同在。
He was rejected by those whom he came to save, and people looked on his suffering and concluded it must be God's punishment on him.
他来拯救世人，却被厌弃。 世人看到他所遭遇的苦难，论定他肯定是被神处罚了。But
Jesus was righteous.
但耶稣是完全的义人。We
were the ones who sinned.
我们才是那罪魁祸首。Take
a moment to reflect on the words of Isaiah 53:1-4 and ask yourself.
我们现在回到以赛亚书53章1到4节。
Do you receive Jesus Christ for who he is, the suffering servant who is despised and rejected by the world, both in his day and in ours?
你所认知的耶稣是真正的他吗? 他是受苦的仆人。他是否在过去他的年代和现今我们的年代同样的被世人所藐视和厌弃?
Think upon the kind of Savior that Isaiah describes in 53:1-4 and ask God to help you to surrender any inclination to believe in a Jesus that doesn't challenge you.
我们现在花一点时间来想象一下，以赛亚书53章1到4节里的救主。若你心中有一点念头，认为耶稣本来的样式是不具争议性的，和圣经不同，求现在请神帮助你清醒。
And instead ask God to help you to believe in Jesus as the one who suffered for the sins of the world, for your sins and for mine.
然后呢，求神帮助你相信耶稣，他是因为世人的罪孽所受难，这其中包含了你的罪和我的罪。Take
a minute now to reflect.
我们默想一分钟。
Jesus Christ is an unexpected kind of redeemer.
耶稣基督是一位无法测度的救赎主。
Let's continue by reading verses 5 to 9 together.
我们继续一起往下读经文五到九节，先用英文，再用中文。
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth.
第五节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
Jesus Christ is an undeserved redeemer.
耶稣基督是一位无辜受辱的救赎主。
Jesus Christ was righteous, but we are sinners in need of a savior.
耶稣基督是义人，但我们是需要被拯救的罪人。
We owe a debt we could not pay.
我们欠下的债我们无法偿还。
Jesus paid a debt he did not owe.
耶稣偿还的债却与他无关。
And God accounts our debt to Christ and his payment and his righteousness to us.
且神将我们罪人的众人的罪孽都归到耶稣身上。神让耶稣代我们还清罪，把我们归为义人。
The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书五章二十一节提到，
For our sake, God made Christ to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为义。
It was our transgressions, our iniquities, that resulted in Christ's chastisement and wounding.
是我们的犯罪与邪恶导致了耶稣被严酷的责罚和受鞭伤。
It was to pursue us who had gone astray that Christ was oppressed and afflicted and ultimately died.
为了挽回我们这些偏行己路的人，耶稣受迫害，最后牺牲了生命。
It was for our sins that Christ was stricken and killed, though he was not guilty. He did no violence, and he spoke no deception.
因为我们的罪，耶稣被神击打受害。耶稣是无辜的，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈。
Spend a moment now thinking upon the words of Isaiah 53, verses 5 to 9.
我们花一点时间来回想一下以赛亚书五十三章五到九节。
Allow yourself to be struck by the reality that we cannot help, reform, or save ourselves.
你要接受一个令人当头棒喝的事实，就是我们人是无法补救、无法改变、无法保全自己性命的事实。
We do not merit God's grace or favor.
我们本身不够资格来接受神的恩典或是恩惠。
In fact, our sins deserve his just judgment.
我们的罪, 但是呢, 在罪束手无策的时候,
In that very state of helplessness, Jesus Christ, who is righteous and blameless, came to save us, to transform us, and to help us by shedding his own blood for our souls.
但是在罪束手无策的时候，耶稣基督他是全然公义的主，他牺牲他的宝血来拯救我们，来改变我们，保全我们的灵魂。
Take a minute now to reflect on Isaiah 53 verses 5 to 9.
我们, 花一分钟的时间来默想刚刚这段经文。
Jesus Christ is an undeserved redeemer.
耶稣基督是一位无辜受辱的救赎主。
Let's continue now by reading verses 10 to 12 together.
我们继续往下读10到12节。
Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and shall divide, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors.
第10节，耶和华确定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以。 我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分如晤，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中。他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。Jesus
Christ is the undefeated redeemer.
耶稣基督是一位无可匹敌的救赎主。Jesus
Christ's death was not meaningless nor desperate.
耶稣基督受难不是无关紧要，也不使人绝望。
He was not the victim of his circumstances, nor the subject of his oppressors.
耶稣不是因为身旁的处境而遭害，更没有因为受压迫而屈服。
His death was intentional.
他是心甘情愿受死的。
Jesus himself said in John 10:17-18,
在约翰福音10章17到18节里，耶稣说，
For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have from my Father.
耶稣说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。 我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。As
we reflect on Christ's sacrifice for our sins on Good Friday, we must look forward to the dawn of Easter.
当我们在受难节的晚上回想耶稣为我们的罪舍命，我们更期待复活节的曙光来临。
Christ was not defeated at the cross.
十字架上的基督没有被击败。
Instead, in laying down his life for our sins, he has conquered sin and death.
基督为我们的罪舍命，他已战胜了罪和死亡。
His righteous death has made many righteous by faith.
基督完全舍命，使众人因信称义。
God chose to use Christ's sacrifice to redeem us, and he has caused Christ to prosper and his soul to be satisfied in the accomplishment of the Father's will.
神拣选了牺牲基督耶稣来救赎我们，神也兴起了耶稣基督之名。耶稣他完成天父的旨意，他的灵心满意足。
The Apostle Paul says in Philippians 2:9-11 that because Jesus became human and offered his righteous life in place of ours, even to the point of dying in our stead, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书二章九到十一节，使徒保罗说：“耶稣成为人的样式，为了我们的益处，他献出自己无瑕的生命，甚至代替我们受死。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名。”无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
This is the idea being pictured by him being given a portion among the many and dividing his spoil with the strong.
神的计划是使耶稣与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物。
And even now, Jesus is our intercessor at the Father's right hand.
直到现在，耶稣一直在天父的右手边为我们代求。
Jesus did not just die and remain dead.
耶稣并没有停止在死亡的状态。
He rose from the dead in victory over sin and death.
他从死里复活，胜过死亡和罪的辖制。
And not only did he rise from the dead, but he rose glorified and ascended to the Father's right hand.
他不仅从死里复活，耶稣他已被高举，荣耀升天，在天父的右手边。
So that even today, Jesus serves as our mediator, so that we might approach God with courage.
所以即便是今日，因为有耶稣作为我们的中保，我们就可以放胆来朝见神。
Paul says in Romans 8:34, speaking of the hope that we have in Christ, who is to condemn us? Jesus Christ is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
罗马书八章三十四节，保罗提到我们在基督里的盼望。谁能定我们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边也替我们祈求。
To redeem us from our sins, God gave the life and death of his Son, Jesus Christ.
为了救赎我们脱离罪行，神让他的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身，舍身受死。
But our sins did not force Jesus to die.
并非是我们的过犯逼死了耶稣。
Jesus died willingly in order to save us from our sins.
耶稣他心甘情愿地为我们赎罪。
Nor were our sins enough to keep him in death.
我们众人的罪并不足以让耶稣永远灭亡。
Jesus rose from the grave so that we look forward to resurrection, to a glorified life with him.
耶稣已从坟墓里复活，我们可以盼望将来能复活与主同在。
Spend a moment now thinking upon the reality that Jesus Christ's death has conquered death for us. And that he, the righteous one, makes us righteous by grace through faith in his person and work.
我们现在花几分钟来默想一下，耶稣基督已真实地为我们受难并胜过死亡，借着神的恩典和耶稣他所成就的大事， 我们众人得以因信耶稣基督而被称为义。
Jesus Christ is the undefeated Redeemer.
耶稣基督是一位无可匹敌的救赎主。
As we close tonight, I pray we go from this place sobered by a sense of our sin and its great cost.
我祷告，愿我们今晚聚会结束离开时，我们更清楚认识到我们的罪和赎罪的代价有多高。
When we were dead in our trespasses and sins,The righteous and sinless Jesus Christ died in our stead in order to redeem us.
当我们还沉溺在自己的罪孽过犯中时，完全公义无瑕的耶稣基督却成为代罪羔羊来拯救我们。
Yet even more than that, I pray that we go from this place enthralled by a sense of the depth of God's love and mercy toward us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我更想要说的是，愿我们从现在开始能体会到神的爱有多深，主耶稣基督对世人的怜悯有多大。
And that we go not just looking back at the death of Christ as an expression of God's love, but also looking forward to the resurrection, to Easter, as the triumph of God's righteous love and just mercy over sin and death.
从此我们不只透过基督十架受死看到神的爱，我们更期待基督的再来，我们庆祝复活节，颂赞神的公义和神对人罪人的怜悯。
Tonight we celebrate.
今晚我们歌颂。
We reverently and soberly celebrate.
我们恭敬郑重的宣告。
We celebrate the fact that the Son of God died for sinners, and so in Jesus Christ, we sinners have life and hope.
我们宣告神子耶稣为世人受死是真真确确的，并且在耶稣基督里我们罪人得以重生有盼望。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, on this night, we lament and rejoice in the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf.
天父，今晚我们哀悼并何等感恩耶稣基督为我们受死。
We somberly, soberly reflect on the great weight of our sin, which was a stain we could not erase, an offense for which we could not atone for ourselves.
我们安静严肃地思想我们犯罪的代价有多高，那是我们无法除去的污点，也无法弥补的罪过。
Yet when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to live and die on our behalf.
当我们还沉溺在我们的罪孽过犯的时候，你已经差遣了你的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身为我们牺牲。
You made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
你使无辜的耶稣背负我们的罪，让我们可以因他被神称义。
So tonight we also celebrate your surpassing love.That you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以今晚啊，我们赞美你至高的爱，你赐下你的独生爱子，让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Thank you, Father, that anyone who trusts in Christ, you have saved from sin, adopted into your family, and given the promise of eternal glory.
天父，我们感谢你，无论任何人，只要他们相信基督，你已经拯救他们脱离罪恶，接受他们成为你的儿女，并且让他们得着永恒荣耀的应许。
If there are any listening tonight who do not yet know you through Christ in this way, we pray your spirit would draw them to yourself through repentance and faith.
如果今晚听到的人有人还不认识你和耶稣基督，天父，我求圣灵亲自感动他们认罪悔改，相信基督。
We ask you teach us to reflect on Good Friday and on the death of Christ for our sins.With solemn and celebratory hearts that magnify your love and look forward in hope toward the resurrection.
天父，我们也求你引导我们的心来思想耶稣是如何的为我们受难。我们带着恭敬的心来庆祝，来赞美你的慈爱，更盼望主耶稣有一天再来。
We pray all of these things through the Son and by the Spirit.
我们以上的祷告是奉圣子圣灵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.